Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. The information we present is taken from the writings of Benjamin Krem, a disciple of a Master of Wisdom, and also from teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. We include teachings from many schools of thought to demonstrate how they are working out in the world. Our articles are often inspiring. We hope to inform the public of actions taken around the globe to improve conditions for us all and to find means of addressing some of our most pressing problems.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our program. We start today's show with a short message from Maitreya. And now Benjamin Krem received the following message from Maitreya on the 31st of March 2016 by a process of mental telepathy. These days are difficult for many. Even the best and the closest feel the pains of doubt and reservation. But when I say that I engage with you as one of you before this world, it is the truth. Likewise, when I say that the time is close indeed when all men will recognize my face and respond, it is the truth. Only the law bids me wait a very little time, but within the law I am verily with you daily, in constant rapport with your needs and the opportunities presented to myself by you. Soon humanity as a whole will awaken to my presence and will accept with all the willingness the transformation of this, our world. Remember that we are at the beginning and the end of a civilization, an epic period in the history of the world, and understand thereby that men feel the pain of change. For some it is a release into freedom, for others it is a loss of surety and calm. But my brothers, pain will be short-lived, and already many know this to be so. There is aid in abundance to help you through these difficult times. Accept eagerly this age and recognize the signs of the new. Verily, verily, I am with you. Verily, I am among you in many ways. Judge for yourselves, my brothers, how close you are to my expectations of a new world. This will be a world in which all men are one, in which all men fulfill the joy of creation and fulfill with love their capacity to show the way to their brothers in simplicity and truth. And this was in Share International, May 2016.
In his time, Benjamin Krem answered questions from the public on a huge array of subjects. And with his master's help, he was able to offer these answers, which a few of which we would like to present for your consideration. So the first few relate to the Bible. And the first question, where is Judas Iscariot now? Benjamin Krem's reply, he is on Sirius. There is a direct line from this planet to Sirius, and many masters leave this planet, go directly to Sirius, without going through the other higher planets of our system. When Judas betrayed Jesus, did that not alter his evolution? Yes, it did alter his evolution. He has since paid the price, the penalty. Also, of course, it was part of a plan. I would like to know if the Bible is still valuable now that Maitreya is in the world. Most certainly, yes. The Christian Bible is the embodiment of profound teaching and prophecy, symbolically and allegorically expressed. It is not meant to be taken literally, and if it is, it leads to the present confusion of fundamentalist and orthodox Christians in relation to the reappearance of the Christ. It is not, as Christians fondly believe, the only book of divine revelation, but for long years to come, it will serve many millions of Christians, When its true meaning and purpose is revealed by the physical presence of the Christ, in other words, Maitreya, and of the Master Jesus, who is in charge of the Christian churches. Freed of the man-made dogmas and doctrines, the Christian Bible will find a new lease of life in the demonstration of the age-old story of initiation through the gospel of the life of Jesus, and as a constant reminder of the interaction of God and man in man's long journey to divinity.
Another question. In the Bible, it says, I shall return at the head of a celestial army. The arrival of the Christ by aeroplane, as you say, does not correspond to that prediction. Can you explain? Christians in general, taking the symbolic statements of the Bible literally, tend to visualize the return of the Christ as taking place suddenly, all at once, in the twinkling of an eye. They look for some one great event in the sky when the Christ will come down from heaven in a cloud of glory, surrounded by a host of angels. The reality is somewhat different and yet relates to these symbolic statements. There is one day, the 19th of July 1977, in which he entered by aeroplane the modern world, and that was Britain. But he came as he himself said he would, like a thief in the night, in such an hour as you think not. He does indeed come with a celestial army, which will be largely invisible to the bulk of humanity for a very long time to come. Many great and powerful angels, we call them devas, attend the Christ and carry out his plans. Their work vis-a-vis humanity will be constructed and fruitful, but the average Christian will most probably know little or nothing of their work in this life.
What esoteric or exoteric light can you shine on the Adam-Eve story of Genesis regarding the snake who could speak and walk upright? The story of Adam and Eve is, of course, purely symbolic and allegorical. It refers to the coming into incarnation of the human egos some 18.5 million years ago. The undifferentiated souls took separate sexes on the physical plane and ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In other words, experienced physical plane life for the first time. This was, for the soul, a fall from paradise, in other words, the soul state, into carnal life, and therefore limitation for the soul. The descent of the soul, of course, was intentional and according to divine plan. The snake is a symbol for sex. Do you accept the interpretation of Lucifer as the fallen angel of evil? No, I do not. I think this is a complete misunderstanding of Lucifer by Christian teaching. The name Lucifer means literally light. The word comes from the Latin root lux, lucis, which means light, and fer, fere, to bring. It means, therefore, light bringing, and is the name of the planet Venus as the morning star. Far from being evil, it is pure light. In the esoteric teaching, Lucifer is the name for the great angelic entity who embodies the human kingdom on the soul plane. As souls, we are each an individualized part of this great oversoul. Difficult as it is for us to grasp, there is really no such thing as a separate soul. It does not exist.
The Christian teaching holds that Lucifer, the chief rebel, angel, Satan, was thrown out of heaven for getting too big-headed and arguing with God. This is simplistic and shows a complete misunderstanding of the reality. It is also, of course, symbolic. It is symbolic of a very significant point in our human evolution, which took place 18.5 million years ago. At that time, early animal man had reached a point when the energy of mind could be brought to bear on his incipient mind. He had not yet a mental body. The energy of mind brought from the planet Venus was radiated to animal man. This process stimulated the mind of these near men to a point where it was possible for the human souls waiting on the soul plane to come into incarnation for the first time. Early animal man was so undeveloped that the energy of mind and at least the nucleus of a mental body had to be present before this could take place. For the first time, the human souls were individualized. As the soul is perfect, the soul plane is a kind of paradise. The myth of Adam and Eve symbolizes this descent from paradise into incarnation. Because the soul can manifest only imperfectly through the lower vehicles, mental, astral, and physical, it is in a sense descending into imperfection or evil, as it is called in the Bible. It is not evil in any good, bad sense, but is imperfect relative to the soul level. For the masters, there is only imperfection and perfection. There is no such thing as sin. Sin is a relative imperfection. But the Christian groups have focused everything on sin, good and bad.
The descent by the soul into physical matter led to an imperfect expression of that soul. The journey of evolution, of course, proceeds until the physical vehicles are sufficiently refined to allow the perfect manifestation of the soul in incarnation. That is what's called the return process. The descent of the soul into matter, the rebellion in heaven, is involution. The return trip is evolution. The Bible says Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, preaching love, truth, brotherhood, etc. How in God's name can we trust anyone? I am confused. Behind this question, I assume, is the thought, if Maitreya preaches love, truth, brotherhood, etc., how can I know he is not Satan in disguise? I believe that here is the basic misunderstanding by Orthodox Christians about the nature and meaning of Satan. Satan is always seen as a man, the embodiment of evil, who tempts humanity and seeks to gain their soul, the Faust legend, presenting himself as loving and kind, concerned with truth and justice. Satan is not a man, but a symbol. He symbolizes our own separative, selfish, lower nature, which, in the main, we hide by rationalizing it and seeing our motives through the fog of illusion called glamour as love, truth, brotherhood, etc., while they are nothing of the kind. One of the most important functions of Maitreya in this world cycle is to help free humanity from the illusions of glamour, which is illusion on the astral or emotional planes, and thus free them from living enthralled to what we call Satan.
What information do you have about Jews of the Old Testament who were recorded as having lived 900 or more consecutive years in the same body? Was it a super race, a freak of nature, planned by hierarchy? I assume that the questioner is thinking of figures like Noah, who was said to have lived for hundreds of years. The biblical story of the flood is a symbolic account of the final destruction about 16,000 years ago of the last remnant of the Atlantean continent and civilization. Poseidonis, in brackets the Asores of today, Noah was a master who warned the people of the impending catastrophe and the need to seek the highlands before the flood. From this has come the symbol of the ark. With masters, such longevity is not uncommon, but it was then, as now, the result of evolutionary achievement and not the common rule.
You mentioned the next step forward for humanity. Does that have something to do with why Maitreya is here now? Yes, very much so. It is the new age that we are entering, the age of Aquarius. And of course, this is an astronomical, not an astrological event. It is to do with the relationship now being formed in cosmos between our solar system and the constellation of Aquarius. For the next 2,500 or so years, we will be absorbing the cosmic energy of Aquarius, which will transform all life on the planet. It is a synthesizing energy. It draws together, fuses and blends, while the energy of Pisces, the age now ending, has separated and divided the world. This process will go forward for 2,500 years, and gradually humanity will understand the reality of its spiritual nature.
This has enabled the masters to begin to come into the world. It is due to the fact that so many disciples are nearing the first initiation and therefore entering the hierarchy that sets up a magnetic pull, a conduit, through which the masters are magnetically drawn into the world. They have been ready to do this for over 500 years. The only question has been, when would it be possible? It was thought probable that it would be another 12 or 1300 years. But in 1945, at the end of the war, Maitreya announced his intention to return at the earliest moment and to bring his group, the Masters, into the world with him. That is what is happening now.
And we have a few more questions here. The first one is, what is religious and what is spiritual? Benjamin Krem's answer, the trouble is that men's minds focus on their own perception of religion and their fanaticism makes them believe that you have to be in that faith, let's say Christian or Muslim or Buddhist, in order to be a real or good person. It is not so. It was never so. Religions are man-made and enable you to do something, or they can hold you back from doing something. Really, we are here to spiritualize matter. But how can we spiritualize matter if we are not already spiritual? Religion does not make you spiritual. It may help you find what is spiritual.
Broadly speaking, down the ages, religion has given to humanity much of value. It has been important and invaluable for the young people. By that I don't mean young in age, boys and girls, but young souls emerging into life. It has provided protection for them. There is a new religion emerging now which will stand alongside existing faiths for a very long time, and that is the new scientific method of advance to spiritualize yourself and the world, the way of the masters. There are masters who have come out of the religious tradition, and there are masters who have abandoned the religious path long, long ago and are at the same level. Religion does not make you spiritual, but it can help you to become spiritual. We have to expand our understanding of spirituality.
When humanity awakens, is there any need for religions? It depends on what is meant by awakens. You might mean awaken to its political power, which, of course, has nothing to do with religion. The question implies that religion is somehow unimportant, and when you awaken, you see that as unimportant. The point is that there are many ways to God. There are many ways to manifest one's divinity. One of these is religion. The problem is that people have made religion the one and only way to God. This is not true. It is one of many ways to God, to realization. For people on the religious path, religion is important. The thing is to realize, as Maitreya says, that God doesn't exist in religion. God exists in the person who is looking for God in religion or outside of religion, who is acting in any way which is divine.
Is Maitreya Japanese? Well, he is not in a Japanese body, although he could appear as a Japanese person if he needed or wished to. He has lived in the Himalayas as for thousands of years and is now in a body he created by thought. The body he created is, in a way, neither of the north or south, west or east. He could fit into almost any racial type. He is taller than I am and than most Japanese, and this was in a lecture given in Nagoya in Japan. How much time passes before one reincarnates again? Well, that depends on the point of evolution of the person concerned. For the not very evolved young in life, not in age, but young in life, it is not long. They have to take very many incarnations very fast in order to evolve quickly. Then as people become more evolved, their experience of life becomes more dense. They have more experiences, more varied experience. They have more to digest. In that case, they stay out of incarnation for a longer period of time. Later, as people become more advanced, become disciples and initiates of a certain status, then they come back into incarnation very rapidly again and again, so that they can finish off the incarnational experience and become masters. The masters do not incarnate except for a particular purpose and as an act of will. They do not have to incarnate, and that was given in a lecture in Paris in France 2005.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you very much for listening in. If you would like more information, we would encourage you to check out the website, which is share-international.org, or you could email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Love and best wishes to you all.